that's about it for the interview here. Yeah.
So what do you hope to instill within your interns through this, like, internship?
I get it. It's all about career planning, college planning, life planning. I feel like a lot of my interns come in here not knowing what they want to do, and maybe even thinking that they're a Democrat. And I'm playing with you. But my goal really is to help people understand that we're all pretty much the same. Most people are moderates. And to help people plan for the future. Because I feel like a lot of you younger kids don't know what you want, don't know what you're doing, and no one's really sat down with you and done this. They're like, you're going to figure it out. You're going to college. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And that works for some people. Some people just float through life, and it's okay. But for a lot of people, they get lost in the cracks. And because college is becoming so much more important, and for some people, trade school is better. I've got a buddy who's a plumber, makes more than all of us. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure you know there's options and that, you know, your life can go any direction you want it to go. I mean, before David got here, he had no idea what he wanted to do. He had no idea that the job I made him apply for exists, but now he wants to be an FSO. A foreign service officer is basically a junior ambassador, like a diplomat. It's a cool job. It allows you to travel. It's government work. You get a pension. You'll go to a new place every 6 months to 2 years. And he didn't even know that existed. But that checks all the boxes for what he wants to do. For a lot of people, they just don't have exposure to things because the classical form of education doesn't expose you to jobs. It exposes you to classic knowledge, which is great, stuff you need to know, but I don't know what job you guys want to do, but there's a lot of stuff out there you don't even know exists. One of our donors, an activist, is a traffic engineer. You ever heard of that job?
No.
No.
He plans out traffic lights, he plans out the way transportation works. He makes way upper six figures.
Wow.
I have a friend whose dad owns a septic cleaning company. He cleans septic tanks. He makes upper six figures. Because nobody else does that. Nobody wants to clean septic tanks. And he's like, shit, I can charge a lot for this. It's hazardous.
Yeah.
There are lots of jobs you don't even know exist. And you're not exposed to them. Like, and they could be things you want to do. But unless somebody talks to you about them or gets you involved, you're going to be pigeonholed with the same six careers you think of. I met so many people who want to be doctors. And I'm like, what kind of doctor? And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you have to have a specialty. You want to be an oncologist? You want to be an OBGYN? Like, what do you want to do? And a lot of them get through med school and are like, shit, I don't want to be a doctor. I just want to work in a lab and do research. I have a buddy who's in a doctoral program right now, not to be an MD, but to be a PhD, because he was like, yeah, I don't want to be a doctor. I thought I wanted to until I got to school and was like, maybe this isn't for me. I don't want to work with people. I just want to be in medicine. So, you know, I want to expose everyone to as much as I can and help them make good decisions for the future so later on they can go, shit, I'm so glad I did an internship. I'm glad I learned those things.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, we need more good influences in our lives.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And so what are some other, like, personality traits, skills, or knowledge that are important here?
Like I said, just being communicative, being able to network, being open-minded, and, you know, being ready to work. Because some days we're hanging out. There's some days we'll, like, go outside and play bocce ball, or we'll play darts, go shoot hoops, whatever. And there's other days where, like, it's go time. I need you for 8 hours. I know you're not scheduled to come today. I need you to come today. We're making calls all day. It's going to suck, but we need you. You got to be ready for that. Every day is a curveball.
So it's like every day is, like, different, like you were saying. And so last question, what are some questions that we did not ask that we should have?
That's a good one. What didn't you ask that you should have? What my name is? I said it at the start, but you guys should have opened with that, right? Like, what's your name? What do you do? Classic interview. And then I think what's more important is that you guys are reading off the questions. When I do interviews for journalism or for different classes or different things I have to do interviews for, including parts of this job, I riff off the questions. So, like, when I give an answer, play off of my answers. I mean, when you just follow your list of questions, you're going to get what you think you need, but you're going to miss out on fun material.
Yeah.
So I'm sure somewhere in there you were like, oh, tell me more about that. And when you're writing for a reader, that happens all the time. Like, that's interesting. Why don't we learn more about that? Why are we going to this next question that doesn't, whatever? You know? And a lot of the questions end up being redundant because I covered in my answer. But, you know, I think you guys did a great job overall. Thank you. You know, I'd work on that.
Thank you.
Of course.